On this episode, two steps for talking with her about empowered sexuality.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. I'm so grateful. I'm still breathing. Got another day. You're still breathing. You're listening to this. We're having this moment here across the interwebs. I'm grateful for you, a real human being, connecting with me in this way. Let's talk about connecting. Let's talk about talking, actually. Let's talk about talking with your significant other about empowered sexuality, about some of the things that we talk about here on this show. Now, let's rewind for just a moment and hyper-focus on one word that I just said, and that was with. Talking with your significant other about empowered sexuality. This is one of those little language switches that on its own, a single instance of this is not a big deal. But when we can really rewire this, it actually can make a big difference. I really like using the phrase with. A lot of us, and me, I know for many years, I would think in terms of, oh, I'd like to talk to you about this. Honey, I'd like to talk to you about this. Oh, I need to talk to so-and-so about this. To, talk to, right? With frames it as a team effort, which that's what it is. Any productive conversation and any productive communication in the context of your relationship is going to be a team effort. So again, a minor switch, but one that I really like. So let's talk about talking with our significant other about empowered sexuality. Now, when I say empowered sexuality, I'm talking about things like being in a place of integrity when it comes to porn and what place that held for you in the past, and maybe talking about stuff around that, maybe talking about what you're working on now. Maybe it's talking about your mindful edging practice and what that is becoming for you, or your intentions around that, or how that is changing for you. Maybe it's talking about semen retention. Maybe it's talking with your long-term partner about really using empowered sexuality in a very specific way to manifest things together. There's all kinds of layers and versions of conversations that may be had around this topic. What I'd like to give you is two steps that will help get you through the hardest parts. Because based on what I have heard from guys, the hardest part of this is two things. It is getting into the conversation. And then the second part of that is getting into the conversation in a way that sets up the conversation for success. Because it's a complicated topic. It's a potentially charged topic for a lot of people. So if we can just get from the point of, okay, our day, our evening, whatever is progressing along, and get from that point to, okay, we're engaged in a conversation about some of these topics in a positive way, where we're both engaged, where we're both feeling part of it, where we're engaged in a high vibration way. That's a huge win. And then you know the specifics. And of course, we could talk about some of the very specific things around some of those topics, but largely the 80-20 of this is if you can get over that hump to having this conversation and having it in a way that is set up for success, that's a huge part of this. So let's talk about two steps for you to do that. Two very simple steps if you will just do them. The first is the invitation. I would recommend that in your relationship, anytime you are going to have a conversation or you would like to have a conversation about a potentially charged emotional topic, you invite your significant other to that conversation. You ask them when they are ready to have it. So here's what I mean very specifically. You might say, honey, I'd like to talk with you about something around sexuality. Are you feeling open to that right now? Honey, I'd like to talk with you about something around sexuality. Are you feeling open to that right now? Here's what that does. Well, first of all, it sets the stage, letting her know that you'd like to talk about something around sexuality, so she has an idea of what you'd like to talk about. And you're also offering and inviting her to talk about it. You're not just launching into it and putting it on her, because maybe she feels like talking about it right now and maybe she doesn't. So maybe her response is going to be, yeah, let's talk about it. Or maybe her response is going to be, no, can we talk about it later? Okay, if it's that, pick the next best time that it seems like to you and invite her again. Or maybe she's going to say, no, can we talk about it later tonight? Okay, great. Then you come back to it later tonight. But that simple act of number one saying, hey, here's the general picture of what I'd like to talk about. Are you feeling open to that right now? Instead of just putting it on her, ask her if she was ready to talk about it right now. Step number one, again, it is very simple. It's very simple, but it's very powerful as the first part of this. Here is the second part, and that is the open. How do you start talking about some of these things as it relates to sexuality? Because there's a couple things with this. One is that for a lot of people, very likely for you, very likely for her in some regard, it's kind of a hard thing to talk about. There's a very small number of people that are just totally comfortable talking about it in all regards all the time. It's kind of funky a little bit at times, right? So we want to open into this conversation in a way that respects that and acknowledges that for both of you. And the other thing that is very, very important is it is also an area where there are a lot of previous conceptions and previous patterns and previous experiences in our own relationship or previous experiences that your partner has had in her own life or previous experiences that have just been ideas that have come from society. There's a lot of this stuff that we've got to get past if we're going to have a deeper, higher level conversation about this and a series of conversations. And moreover, if we're going to really engage and embody this in a more empowering way. So again, the first step was the invitation, simply asking, honey, I'd like to talk with you about something around sexuality. Are you feeling open to that right now? Okay. Once you've gotten to that point, yes, let's talk about it. Okay. As you engage in that, the number one priority of the open, of opening this conversation, is setting your intentions. Because that is what has the most potential to derail this conversation, is previous patterns and preconceived notions about what your intentions are, about what sort of the intentions of you as a couple are, all of that stuff. So, but especially for you as a man approaching her, she has a lot of preconceived notions about what your ideas around sexuality are and what you want and all of this stuff. So very important for us to lay a foundation of what our intentions really are. I'm going to give you an example, but of course, as with all of this, please feel free to use my words if they resonate with you and to use them as a starting point. But of course, only use them if they resonate with you. None of this is going to be helpful if you just say things that don't resonate with you. So take it as an example and form it into something that resonates with you. But again, what we're primarily wanting to do with our open is we are wanting to set our intentions in the conversation, and our intentions with our sexuality overall. I think the two basic parts of this are really conveying two priorities. At least this is what I would convey as my priorities and my intentions. And they're equal pillars. And one is, honey, first of all, my intention is to approach our sexuality, to approach my sexuality in a way that is supportive of our relationship, in a way that is in integrity with our relationship, and in a way that lifts our relationship up. And the other pillar is my intention is to approach my sexuality in a way that also lifts me up as an individual. And ultimately, I know that that serves us in a relationship, but it's also important to me as an individual being and human that I approach my sexuality in a way that supports me and lifts me up. So there's an example, but again, intentions, that's what you're really doing in opening that conversation, is just lay out whatever version resonates with you of your intentions. And this is something that when you do it on a regular basis, will lay out and make very clear and wire into your relationship and the understanding of your partner what your intentions really are. And she will start to believe them and know that they are actually your truth, because there may be a period of change. There may be a period where your partner is very much used to societal ways. She's used to maybe your old ways. there may be a period of adjustment, right? So when you set your intentions in this way on a regular, consistent basis, you will not only set the stage for individual conversations, but you will continue to convey your intentions in a bigger picture context of your sexuality. And again, the exact words, of course, ought to be yours and whatever resonates with you. But I very much believe that if we are in a relationship, that those are two equal pillars. Those ought to be our two intentions. Is one, approach our sexuality in a way that empowers our relationship, that is in full and deep integrity in our relationship, that empowers our partner, and that lifts us up as a team. And the other pillar is engaging with our sexuality in a way that lifts us up as an individual. As we do that, we not only serve our partner better, but we serve everyone around us. We serve everyone around us. So again, if we really remind ourselves often that this is our intention with our sexuality, and for a lot of us, for a lot of you guys, that is going to be a big difference from what you're used to. You may not have really had any intention with your sexuality previously. It may have been very vague and mixed, and it may have been very much more superficial than that. But if we remind ourselves of those intentions to truly engage with our sexuality in a way that lifts us up and empowers us in a high vibration way as an individual, and if we approach our relationship and our sexuality and our relationship in a way that truly lifts us up and expands us as a partnership and lifts up your partner, those really ought to be our intentions. That's the high vibration path. So, okay, again, let's sum it up. Let's bring it back to two simple steps, because I know some of this stuff, communication, again, we start to talk about sexuality and it's like, your brain just like goes crazy because there's all this stuff and there's all this angst around talking about it. Two simple steps. One, the invitation. Honey, I'd like to talk with you about some things around sexuality. Are you feeling open to that right now? Okay. Once you get past that, the open. First of all, before I talk to you about what it is that's on my mind, I just want to remind you that my intention in this conversation and really in my sexual life as a human being is first to approach my sexuality in a way that lifts us up as a team, that lifts you up, that lifts our relationship up. And another very important priority is for me to approach my sexuality in a way that lifts me up as an individual and truly empowers me. Not a lot of words, but it's really very much set the stage and the foundation for the conversation. So first of all, you have invited her to that, which means that before you even get into that opening part of setting your intentions, she's a little more ready. You haven't just dumped this on her. You don't have to just spew it out. Just get through that first step. Honey, I'd like to talk with you about something around sexuality. Are you feeling open to that right now? You give her an opportunity to engage in the conversation in a very easy way. She doesn't have to dive into a lot of deep stuff to respond to that. She just has to decide, yeah, okay, I'm feeling open to it. Or no, I don't really feel like talking about that right now. If you get to the point, yes, she's feeling open to it now, very easily, in whatever way resonates with you, just set your intentions, whatever your deepest real heart intention is. I know that you have deeper, higher level intentions than maybe some of the habits or stuff you've done in the past or whatever, because that's the reality of life. You know, our deepest heart and real intention is always much more beautiful than whatever mistakes and lessons we've learned and all that stuff. So convey your intentions based on what your heart really is, very simply and succinctly. And maybe you practice that a little bit. Maybe you literally practice speaking and laying out what your intentions are, because that's something that you do want to be clear. It may only be a sentence, two sentences, three sentences, but you want to be clear and you want to communicate that in a way that resonates with you. So that might be something to give a little bit of thought to. I think thereafter in these conversations, a lot of it will just flow if you're present, if you're really open-hearted, and if you're communicating as a team. I know that you'll do that. And I know that if you start with these two steps, invite her to the conversation and open it by setting your intentions in a heart-centered way, you're going to be golden. Let me know how this works for you. Shoot me a text. I would love your feedback, 801-742-1439. You can leave a comment depending on where you're watching this. You can join the Brotherhood. That's our free community, my free community for you guys. It is where we gather as a tribe to work on this stuff together, to work on lifting each other up and empowering ourselves as men overall. That's the goal of the Brotherhood community. It is to come together as brothers, as men who are engaged in growth, to talk about things and support each other on these things that we're working on, all of the things, so we can all grow more together. We'd love for you to join us. You can do that at holisticalpha.com. Thanks again for watching. I really appreciate you. Go have an amazing day. We'll talk to you soon.